And welcome to another episode of Swimming with the Fish. I am Crutch, and it is a blustery 23rd of April, 2024, great state of Maryland, sunny and 62, bull pippy. It's cold today, it's cold yesterday, tired of the cold, feels like February. Goon, back me up. Too cold, right?
It is too cold. I mean, I was in Vermont last week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I've been traveling a lot unexpectedly lately, so. And it was cold there. It's cold here. I don't like it.
Chief, what's going on? Is it cold there?
It is. It was a high of 78. It was. It's currently 73.
Dang.
And cold. Sunny.
Of course, sunny.
It was basically 60, and we had a Taekwondo class today outside.
That's mean.
Barefoot in the grass.
I've seen what you wear. They're like in your jammies outside.
Yeah, but it was fun anyhow.
Well, when I was standing outside, because we're still getting our well taken care of, and by taken care of, I mean Doug, a man comes up. He just drives up. He's like, "Hey, I'm your neighbor from down the way. I saw the machine, so I wanted to see how deep the well you were getting." And he just starts asking questions. He's 80 years old.
Huh?
He said, basically, we wouldn't have these problems with the water and with the state if it weren't for that guy in the Oval Office. And managed to turn me getting into a well a problem with number 46.
So,
well, I have to agree with him. I mean, whether it's true or not is really irrelevant.
They say you should respect your elders, Chief. I'm just saying.
I
respect him, but he's bat crap crazy.
It may not be an opinion founded in fact, but by golly, he spoke it well.
All I know is that he, me just talking, he said, "So where are you from? Because you ain't from here."
Did you tell him that you weren't born in Texas, but you got there as quick as you could?
I said, "I ran from Maryland because they're insane." And he said, "Yep." And then he explained the types of guns he had to get when people tried to force him to take the COVID shot. And I was like, "Well, don't worry. I have those guns too." And he said, "Good man."
I got to tell you, dudes, it's getting crazy up here. A friend of mine who is Jewish, and who has never expressed an interest in firearms, ever. You know what we're doing in 2 weeks?
Going out shooting.
We're going to the range. Yeah, because he goes, I got to have something now. He got his concealed carry permit, and went through Maryland like a crap through a goose.
Wow.
Well, I was going to ask you, how's Jacob the Israeli handling this?
Well, he's still working on my car, so... But he and I were very quiet about the whole thing, and I expect he's probably a pretty good shot. I'm pretty sure he was a member of that elite intelligence agency, you know, over there in Israel.
Really?
So, funny thing about that, they have infiltrated America. And they said certain people with certain views will be getting a visit from them.
So they're going to Columbia University?
Columbia, Yale. There was one in North Carolina, MIT. There was they actually gave a list, and they did say these actions will have consequences, and they started listing the consequences.
Oh, good golly, Miss Molly, what consequences?
They said that their facial recognition software is better than what we have in the U.S., they know who the people are.
Mm-hmm.
Those people will not be getting jobs of any significance for the rest of their life.
I have no problem with that.
Yeah, I'm good with that. Works for me.
So they're like, we're going to be investigating to see if, family members hold your beliefs. I don't know what kind of deep dive they're going to do. I just know that.
Me, I would make it a little easier. If I was an executive for a company, I would look at the news and I would call up the HR and I said, if you receive any, what the heck is the word I'm looking for? People want a job.
Threats, request job apps, requests.
Yes, yeah, yeah, so if you get any job applications and resumes, that's the word I'm looking for. You get any resumes that, and the person attended this or that or this other institution, I don't even want to see the paper. Just send it right to the shredder. And that paints with a real broad brush, but hey, you know, sucks to be you. I wouldn't take the chance as a company owner.
Well, the young generation now isn't even, half of them aren't even going to school anymore. Actually, the article I read today said 43% of them are going to trade school instead.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that bunch because, frankly, if you're going to trade school, it's because you want to make something out of your life.
Yeah. They're calling themselves the tool belt generation, and I'm happy for them, too.
Lord knows we need electricians and plumbers and carpenters. And always.
Did I tell the story last week of my my brother-in-law's son?
I don't think so.
No. The last time we had a show. Okay. Yeah. So, you know, I had to go up to Vermont. Wife's cousin passed away. And on the way back, we stopped and saw my brother-in-law, he of the big bus.
Yes.
I know we talked about that, but I don't think we talked about what his son is doing. So his son, when he was younger, just out of school, he worked at a motel as a night manager for a little while, and that didn't work out. And for a lot of reasons, he actually went to start working at a manufacturing company in their warehouse. Don't know exactly what he was doing, but he held that job for at least 5 years. And new ownership came in, and he had since been off night shift. And Crutch, the article you just sent out is the exact article I read.
That's what I thought.
And
the notes, folks.
And he had not really expressed an interest in his father's electrician business. His dad went to college for like a semester and went, no, I don't want to do this. Lo, those many years ago, went into the union, learned a trade as an electrician, became a master electrician, and started his own company.
Nice.
And he has like at least one employee, maybe he had two for a while. I don't remember, but a good sized company making at least six figures in sales in rural Connecticut. And the first number in those six figures is not a one.
Sweet.
So his business is doing well, but there's nobody to take it over. Right. So new owners come into his son's company, and they want him to go back on night shift, and he's unhappy. And he comes to dad and said, you know, over this 5 years, I've grown quite a bit. Maybe he didn't say it exactly like this, but I get the impression a conversation like this happened.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, will you... I'd be willing to become an electrician because I'm unhappy working for other people. This way, you know, I could work for you.
Mm-hmm.
And his dad said, tell you what I'll do. I will pay for you to go through the apprenticeship program with me. You know, make you an apprentice.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll be a journeyman. And when you become a master electrician, the business is yours.
Nice.
And he, of his own accord and through his own personal growth over 5 years, and I'm proud of you, nephew. He decided this was the way to go, and good on him. And this article kind of states that most of the people in his generation, or a fair number of them, almost half, are looking at the same thing. And God bless them, because, man, do we need people in the trades.
We need people in the trades. The people that are going into the trades are not the you know, and I hate to say this because my own son is, you know, in college. It's not the people going to college, you know. It's you know, there are times when I think to myself, I would have been happier going to trade school too. So, you know, but I wasn't into that kind of electronics. I was into, you know.
We like to, all three of us like to fix things.
I did go to a trade school, though. I only went to one semester of college, and I too said, this sucks.
Well, and it's expensive, and that was back then. Man, now it's hard.
Yes. Johns Hopkins University this year, originally it was priced $100,000 for the year. People balked at that, so they reduced it to $96,000. Such a deal. A year.
Wow.
A year.
I was paying for a Goonchild school. I think we were paying $12,000 a semester.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that was with financial aid, and now she's having to pay that off.
Yep.
Wow. And you have to look and say, is it worth it? Because what these kids have figured out is while they're going to trade school, they're making money.
Yeah.
And they have a lot more control over their own time.
This is why I explained to my kids why they need to seriously evaluate it. And one of the ways that because I know we always wanted it to be better for our kids than it was for us.
Mm-hmm.
But if we go too far in that direction, then we sacrifice the things that made us who we are because the kids never got to learn the lessons that we did from the hardship. So
yeah,
I told my kids, I will get you through the first 2 years, and the next 2 years are up to you to see are you serious about it, because you know what you're doing to yourself will cause you to be that serious. And no loans, none of that. There will be no debt.
Mm-hmm.
And here we go. And so that's why one is about to be done and go into the cooking workforce, and the other one, unfortunately, wants to be a government employee, so he can go to meetings and eat bagels. So,
I wish I could say to you that, no, Chief, you're wrong, but you'll notice I'm not saying that.
We have seen enough bagels in our time, have we not, Goon? Have we not?
Yeah. Should we tell them how an 8-month-long problem was solved for me today? I think we can do that.
Ooh, I think that this does not violate anything in terms of either trade secrets or the safety of the nation. Go for it.
Right. So about 8 months ago, Chief, we were having network problems with the product that I support.
Yep.
I knew that it was network problems, as did my learned colleague, because between the two of us, we've had more years of experience in this product than you, sir, have been alive. and we're two of the best people for this stuff, in at least certainly in the D.C. area.
And certainly maybe, the most modest.
Yeah, maybe anywhere now, because a lot of people have, you know, retired.
Or them us.
Some of them retired. Some of them retired permanently, too, which is scaring me a bit, but okay. And we told our system administrators, hey, there's a problem. We have three servers, and one of them can't receive jumbo packets. Now, I know our listeners won't know what that means, but that was the problem. We identified it.
Mm-hmm.
For 8 months, they did nothing. I have been diligently...
Nothing.
They didn't respond to us. They ignored us. They did all kinds of bagel eating, meeting, attending behavior.
Love it.
And we kept collecting data, proving that we're right. Well, proving that that problem was occurring.
Right.
Today, our government person, who now meets with their government people daily, to mentioned the things that are going wrong. Hello, Showcat. That's right. And they fixed the issue. They finally went and told the network guys who know about this stuff what we had said about jumbo packets.
Mm-hmm.
And their network guy, who is a sincerely nice man, started looking.
Mm-hmm.
And he came back to us today and he said, I have at least partially fixed the problem.
That's awesome.
You can now send jumbo packets. Anybody want to guess what was wrong?
They had it disabled.
You know, I almost wish that was it. This is sadder.
I didn't know it could get worse than that.
Wait for it.
Yeah?
Wait for it.
How about a loose cable?
That would be worse.
Uh-huh. And he said, so I fixed the cable. It was a partially disconnected connector. He goes, I fixed that. And he goes, and I have some disabling in various switches and things that I need to take care of over the next few days.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, but you should see the problem getting better. And guess what my data shows?
It got better.
Uh-huh. 8 months. Your taxpayer dollars. 8 months.
Now, the question is, can we get an accurate count on the number of bagels eaten during that 8 months?
I don't know.
The answer would be all of them.
Showcat just came up here and said, they're bagels?
Mention food in there, Showcat.
I would like tuna on mine. Thank you very much.
Those bagel-eating meeting takers. Try and say that 3 times.
I'm sure that would come out badly. So yeah, that was my week. I've been very frustrated over 8 months with this, as Crutch could tell you.
Yes, there was much muttering.
Yes, wailing and gnashing of teeth.
Imitations of Yosemite Sam.
Rocking,
welcome,
whipping,
firing,
system administrators, exactly. That's right, Showcat. I love you, baby.
Well, I did have a fun thing where, do you know the new rules for email, in which all email servers must have a DMARC entry, a DKIM entry, and an SPF entry?
Okay. For those of us who are not email experts, could you explain that?
So authenticity of a message, it's now mandatory. So Google, Hotmail, Yahoo, and all the major people will no longer accept emails if the person does not have it. This is from outside, not internally. So if you still receive spam, mm-hmm. like if you are on the Microsoft network, you will still, anyone who's on 365 Exchange or anything like that, mm-hmm. will still be able to spam you. Other people will not. Yeah. So
like in the old days when we used to have, you know, we'd send out email as, you know, president@whitehouse.gov, and it would go right through, and you'd think to yourself, wow, that's really dumb. That won't happen no more, huh?
Satan@hell.com, stuff like that. Yeah, no, not that we ever did that.
No, not at all.
Yeah, so a person mm-hmm. was unable to send messages to Yahoo, and they told us, hey, can you fix it? And they were like, can I train someone on how to troubleshoot this? And I said, look at the error message. And I said, read the error message. And they read the error message. And then I said, what have you learned? And they said, well, I don't know. And I said, what does the first line say? And the first line says, the DKIM is not suited for this. You send too much email. Fix it. So I said, hey, we need to fix it. It is in the DNS. We don't control DNS. I said, then my job is done. So
I've done everything I can do here.
This is a person with 66 other companies. And he just says, here's root, here's the password, can you fix it for me? And the guy jokes because he sees root and he's like, there's no way. And then I log in, I say, bro, he just gave us his entire company.
Yeah, the keys to the kingdom.
I was like, this has got to be the, like, do you know this guy? Because this is the dumbest thing that I've ever seen. Because I've met your sister-in-law and know her better than I know this person, and I can't even talk to her.
So. So here's the other part. He's got 66 companies?
66 customers.
Oh, customers. Okay. I am going down. Sorry. 66 customers, and he gave you root access to everything.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. Well.
I said, it is fortunate that we are not on the dark side.
Well, because... you are a paladin, yes.
And so I fixed it. Didn't even get a thank you.
Rude.
Yeah, so I Now.
Well, you have the root password, so if you want to teach a lesson, you can.
He still hasn't changed it. And I was like, that's problem number two.
Yeah, that
can I guess the password?
It's password.
I know. With an at sign and some dollar signs.
Because that'll make it better right there.
Maybe a three for an E.
You know, this week after I came back from the Vermont funeral, very dear friends of ours, the wife's father passed away while we were in Vermont.
So you have to lie.
Wow. Well, yeah.
Okay.
But she wanted help securing her her father's house because she's worried about people breaking in when, you know, it's in the neighborhood and it's in Laurel. Enough said.
Well, there you go. Yeah, squatters and all, sure.
Actually, it's in Jessup, so even worse.
We're in Jessup.
Yes, we are.
Well, case point taken. Okay.
And
people like us might be there.
We're the people our parents warned us about.
Exactly.
She wanted a security system put in, so I went over one day last week, and we figured out what it would take, and I got her a SimpliSafe system at a deep discount because I don't know how I managed to do it, but I did it. I smiled, I talked, I rolled that dice, it came up 20, and she got a discount.
Yeah. That's how charisma works.
So I went on Friday and helped her install it. And she's not arguing with me, but she's stressing over making a password for the email system, you know, that controls everything.
Mm-hmm.
And she and her sister are just, they're going on and on. And I recognize they're people who are grieving. They're not thinking straight. Mm-hmm. And finally, I looked at her and said, please stop. Because none of what you're talking about, making E's into threes and putting in some, none of that is going to help. I'm going to ask each of you for four unrelated words.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, okay, you, then you, then you, then you. And I said, SimpliSafe requires you to have a special character at the end of it. So put one on the end of it, glue those four words together. That's your password. It's secure. So, but people say, well, they're wrong and they're stupid.
Yep.
It is the length of the password that matters. And you have to be able to remember it. So now you got these four words to memorize.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Have a nice day. We're done here.
You tell her to speak in Klingon and then translate that?
That would be great.
That would be crazy. Why would anybody want to do their passwords in Klingon?
Maybe because you need ASCII art in order to get someone to care.
Yeah, what did Christopher Lloyd say when he wanted the guy to transport over? I can't remember. Guy's name was Grok or something like that.
Oh, Star Trek 3.
Yeah.
That was terrible.
Hey, what do you want from me?
Klingon B word, you killed my son. Spoken with that much emotion.
I don't watch any of the new Star Trek.
There's new Star Trek?
No.
Okay.
It's a woke travesty, a monstrosity, an abomination even.
So someone told me that people have learned their lesson about saying woke things and winning the woke prize. And I don't think they are right.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
No. Apparently the phrase go woke, go broke is not getting through because people are still doing it. There's a guy who stars as a very famous novel character. He's got two seasons under his belt, and there might be a third one. I don't know, and I don't care anymore.
Here's part of the reason all the new Star Treks are bad. There you go. Right there.
So I have learned it is actually Amazon. There's a series called Warhammer. And Amazon decided that they needed a specific class to now be female. To which it that would have to change everything about this particular group. And Games Workshop said yes. And then everyone said, why are you doing this? I don't know how much Amazon is paying to license them. Now,
I'm going to guess that there's at least two commas, possibly three. Who could say?
There's already a class of female warriors called the Sisters of Battle. Like, no, we don't want them. We want to be special augmented. And it was like, to be specially augmented, there was a reason why you had to be a guy. And then when we learned the history of why they did it, it was because in the beginning, when Games Workshop started, and they made their 40K things, they would mix male and female. And they said, stop, we don't like the females, and we're the only ones buying your product. So they stopped making females. So all the lore ended right there. It's like, there were no females, this is why. And now they're like, well no, there have always been females. And so now everyone who plays says, hey, I will stop playing. I will cancel all my subscriptions. In fact, I am so angry, I will just 3D print it and sell it on Etsy under a different name just to spite you. Wow. Now, what do you think a CEO, let me rephrase that. What do you think a good CEO would do when confronted with bad news?
I think he would probably go out and say,
we're going to... It's C.
Oh. Probably call everybody sexist.
And you, Goon, what is your guess?
Scream at the sky.
So this person doubled down, got the rest of the community angry, and then sold 33% of their take in the company.
Well, yeah, before it died. This Games Workshop, right?
Correct.
Okay, let's go. Let's go to financegoogle.com. Games Workshop Group. Okay. Let's see. It's a London company?
Yes, it is.
Oh, look at that. Okay. Let's see. They have lost. Ooh, okay. So they're over on the British index, and they were at 10,060, and now they're down to 9,700. So I think if I'm doing my math right, that's a loss of at least 4% right off the top. No. Yeah. And that's only in less than a month. So, yeah, not good. Not good at all.
Can we play the special woke anthem? Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah. Let me take a guess. Did this stuff happen in December?
I only became aware of it recently.
Right. Well, only because they lost like 15% in one day on December 7th. I'm guessing that was probably the announcement. Yeah. Good times. You know, companies go broke. You know, what are you going to do?
It was like, I think April 6th, or it was this month that all the announcements, they, things may have been in order. I mean, I understand the Canine Protective Force is not happy about this as well.
They're not, and I know why they're excited. They're excited because their neighbor buddy escaped his domicile and ran into their backyard and played with them for an hour.
Yes, but now they know, and that was half the battle.
Yeah. So we entertained Walter, is his name. We entertained Walter for a little while and went and got his dad, who was out in the neighborhood looking for Walter, and I'm like, I know where he is.
And the fact that you know, did you say, can you take a wild guess?
would you like to take a guess, lad?
Who let the
He's
dog?
In my yard. He's in my yard, and my two big dogs are busy trying to bury him in the hole to China.
How deep is that hole now?
Wendy disappears when she goes in it.
That is a tripping hazard.
Can I ask a question? Has it been inspected by OSHA? I mean, do you have the proper support struts and, you know, is there irrigation? I mean, if you're going to be doing this kind of, you know, major excavation process, do you own general rights on your property? Like, if
would you like to come into my backyard
so that you could bury me in the cold, cold ground?
No, I just want you to show me your warrant.
Oh,
you don't have a warrant? Well, then I guess you'll be staying outside, officer.
Have you seen the clip of the two officers who want the guy to come out? Said, well, we just want to talk to you. And the guy says, well, how many of you are out there? And it's two of us. We talk to each other.
That was in an apartment complex, right?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, I did see that.
You can talk to each other.
If you just want to talk, you can talk to each other.
Have a nice day now, officers.
Yeah. Hey, Goon?
Yeah.
Knock, knock.
Where's your warrant?
There you go.
Goon's favorite dad joke. Yeah. Hey, would you guys like a Darth Gator moment?
We can't have a Darth Gator. We're not allowed to have humans.
He's not human. Oops. I mean, oh, I understand. Couldn't you make an exception? Of course you could.
I'm tisking you.
What about
Mr. Gator?
So this weekend, I was attending a course, a workshop on detailing your car.
Oh, neat.
The Mercedes Club that Hurricane and I belong to offered a free course, and I went. And it was a lot of
club chief.
This was the BMW club, the Porsche club, and the Mercedes club all went to this event.
Was there a great coupon?
You know, one thing that they said to me that I thought was pretty funny that you would have enjoyed. I was talking to one of the BMW guys, and I said, "Well, I used to have BMWs." He goes, "Yeah, and I see you've traded up."
Well, nice of him to admit that.
And then the Porsche guy goes, there's still one more level, you know.
Wow.
So I enjoyed, you know, hanging out with these guys and learning about detailing my car, learning stuff I didn't know. But this, the owner of the shop also stores cars for wealthy people. You know, you're going to be in the south of France over the winter, and
you don't
want the Lotus to run down on its battery.
Oh, heaven forbid.
So you pay him, and he makes sure that the cars are stored properly.
Mm-hmm.
And he owns a detail shop, so he can do whatever work you might need, detail-wise. In his shop, he had a large, round object about 7 feet in diameter.
Yeesh.
Painted battleship gray that looked a lot like a bathysphere. And I said, just out of curiosity, what's that? And he, being a wise guy, said, well, what do you think it is? I go, well, I think it's the capsule for a Star Wars TIE fighter without the wings. But it can't be that. And he goes, you win the prize. That is exactly what it is.
Really?
So I sent a picture to Darth Gator, and with just the words, identify. And he got it right off.
Wow.
And he goes, why does this guy have it? And apparently a rich guy paid him to store it. So he did.
Where are the wings, and when can we assemble it?
You know, it's a good question. I'll be bringing one of my Mercedes there to get his opinion on how bad the paint is.
Uh-huh.
The answer is it's pretty bad, especially on the hood, but the rest of the car might be salvageable.
Well, so, I mean, you know, the engine still runs, right?
Yeah, everything's fine on the car.
In the transmission?
Yep.
Mm. Well, you're wild it by me.
I hear that we have been having some red alerts, Commander Scott.
I know.
What happened there to the Enterprise or the shuttlecraft Galileo or whatever it is you have?
The Final Voyage of the Galileo. Wow, there's a good episode. Spock's first and last command. Anyway, I know way too much. It's just word salad out of my mouth. So I'm driving down the road, heading to our number one fan, my beloved mother's house. We're going to take her out to brunch.
What a good son.
Oh, yeah, it's lovely. Anyway, that whole brunch is a whole nother story. So driving down the road, and, you know, you get the little, you know, yellow indicator. You've got, like, low tire pressure, that kind of thing, right? Maybe a little...
Yes, I've experienced that recently. Sure. Because I my car trod on a nail.
Oh, trotted. Ooh, that's an ouch. So, needless to say, you know, yellow, okay, it's important, I'll take a look at it. When it flashes red with a clanking, clang, 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 and says, it says, transmission fault, service immediately, okay, you have my attention.
Yeah, geez, that's not so good.
But here's the kick in the pants.
Was there like a hooting siren or anything?
It was loud in the car. I had to push the okay button to make it shut up, yes. But it drove fine before, during, and subsequently after the clang, clang, clang and all that. In fact, I couldn't feel, you know, and I put 97,000 miles on this car. I know I can tell when it's going to shift before it shifts. You know, it's you know your engine after that much mileage.
So you almost got 100,000 miles on it. So you've almost just got a brand new car.
Exactly. Yeah. Funny man. So I mean, I was not in a position to like stop and go over to the dealership and go get it immediately fixed. I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna continue on down to mom, take her out to brunch. We'll use her car. What the heck, right? Gets her. She fills up the gas tank like once a month. So you know, yeah, we'll take her car. So we had brunch, nice brunch, 2 hours or so, get back. Parking's a little tough where my mom lives, so we had a pretty decent spot. And my wife got in my car and pulled it out so that we could pull my mom's car into the spot. And my wife says, the indication is gone. I'm like, gone? Are you sure you just, I mean, I can understand not making any noise, but like the red light's gone? Yeah, red light's gone. Okay, so...
And Mr. Scott didn't do anything.
Not a thing. Nobody did anything. So I drove them home, and then I called my dealership, and the system made you answer 13 questions to get to the service center, and then the service center rang 11 times and rolled you back to the main menu, and I decided after two cycles of that, I didn't want to go down there and find they couldn't take me, because that's just extra driving on a suspect vehicle.
And you would have lost your cherub-like demeanor.
Yeah. So I said, okay, well, fine. I'll just go first thing Monday morning. So I go first thing Monday morning. This is last Monday. And roll in there first thing in the morning. They open at 7. I'm parked in front of the door at 6:55. The door goes up. I pull in. They say, what are you here for? I said, I have a transmission issue. Okay, go over there. I go to the desk, and the guy goes, sure, you can leave your car with us for about 2 weeks. I'm like, wait, what? I said, well, we only have one transmission guy and he's busy. Well, it's like, no. I left my dealership, and that would be Apple Ford, in case for those of you who want to be wary. My guess is I will not be going back ever, even though I get free oil changes. That's how much I'm not going back. A friend at work. I'm talking to a friend at work about my transmission woes later that morning.
Yes, you were a little bit grumpy into that.
A wee bit, yes. And his next cubicle mate says, there's this place that you can go. It's about a 10-minute drive from work. Doesn't look like much from the outside, which is true. Neighborhood's kind of sketchy, but the guy knew his stuff. I walk in there. I talk to a guy named Chris. The place is called North Laurel Transmission. I'll include a link in the show notes. And he said, well, let's go take a look. So I open the door, hand him the key. He plugs this little plug thing in, brings up his little thing, punches a bunch of buttons, and he says, well, looks like you had a solenoid trip. I said, okay. He says, how's it riding? I said, riding fine. He says, okay, I'm going to reset it. If it happens again in a week, come back. I'll change the solenoid for you. Otherwise, you chalk it up to, you know, it got stuck and unstuck. Works for me. So how much do you owe you? Nothing. I'm like, really? So he and I are now in discussions to work on other aspects of my vehicle, mainly.
And I'm so proud of you for actually not going, because how much did the dealership want for that antenna?
Chris is going to work with the fabric guy who works next door to work up an estimate to fix my my car antenna. Apple Ford wanted to charge me $2,300. When I told that to Chris, he kind of looked at me like, you know, you've got to be blanking kidding me. And I'm like, nope, was the number I was quoted. That's a, we don't want to do the job, so we'll just quote something outrageous. So, yeah, message received. Thanks. Moving on now.
Right, because I offered to do the job for you for the $25 it would take to replace the antenna pod.
Right, but you've also stated that you are not a fabric guy, and we were probably going to have to pull the roof down to get at all the cabling.
I did scare you sufficiently beforehand to hope that you would get a professional to do it.
That's right, and I am working with said professional even as we
speak. Do you want my my guess as to how much it will be?
I love guesses.
I'm saying $700, $750. Because I think they've got about two hours worth of work. If they're lucky, they won't have to replace any fabric. It'll just be take it down, fix the I guess you call it an antenna pod.
Yeah, the cabling underneath the pod, reseat the clip that holds the antenna pod securely to the roof.
Right, maybe
water seal it and call it a day.
Right, maybe some glue or whatever they do to keep the headliner up there and looking good. Right. And you're done.
Yep. That would be a wonderful, anything in that range, because he said, why did they want the $2,300 for? He said, well, they told me they had to replace the roof. And he's running his hand back and forth. He goes, you know, if I try and squint real, real hard, I could see a little bit of an indentation, certainly not worth replacing the roof. So thank you once again, gouging, car dealerships.
Oh, that wasn't gouging, brother. They saw you coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's a guy that always comes to the dealership. He don't know no better. Let's take his money.
Yep.
I am sorry to hear that. Now tell me if this is similar, since you have just gone through this ordeal. Mm-hmm. When I was getting this well, I went to one person because I went for the people who gave recommendations. So recommendation number one, large company. And they didn't come out. They said, what's your address? And they said, oh, the Goodwater is 500 feet down, 30,000. I was like, okay, I have my first estimate. Okay. I go to another person and he says, the Goodwater is 500 feet down, $22,000. And I go, okay, got another estimate. The people who are doing it right now, mm-hmm, said the Goodwater can be anywhere from this range to this range. We will drill until we find it, and then we will charge you for the materials to get to there.
Hmm.
And they said it could be anywhere from 14 to 18,000. I said, why? So I said, okay, if you were to go 500 feet, how much would it be? And he goes, oh, that would be 22,000. So I was like, okay, so this person seems to be accurate. The other person just wanted money. Mm-hmm. And I said, why would it? And as I was telling you about that other neighbor who just decided to pop in,
right?
He has stated, he said, you know, this is all a scam, right? And I was like, what do you mean? He said, they keep saying the good water is here. All the water in Texas is high in iron. So you're going to have to filter it out anyway. So whether you get it at 300 feet or 500 feet, they keep saying good, it's not. And he said, my well is 580 feet. I still need a good filter. To which the other people said, see, we told you.
Yeah, I mean,
if you don't filter it, you just point it north a lot.
You need a water softener. No problem. I lived with that my whole life in Connecticut.
Because everything in Connecticut is hard, even the water.
It's a good point.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
As a thank you, I registered a domain and built my website. And I said, I bet you I can have your e-commerce up and running before you guys are done. And they said, no way. And then later that day, I said, well, I'm done. And they said, you're a wizard. And then I said, hey, all you got to do is tell me where you service, give me some pictures, and I will start publishing your site. And they're like, man, this is awesome. I can't believe you did that. Thank you so much. That was last week. I said, so those pictures. He goes, this is Texas. You know, we'll get it to you eventually. I'm like, you don't care about your business? And he's like, business is business. We're working here right now. It's no rush. I'm like, Trey,
by the way, most important concern.
I would say take some pictures of them working at your place, and at least that gives you some pictures.
I don't know that they want pictures of them out there. Now, they have a Facebook page, which is apparently how everyone gets stuff done around here.
Yeah, well,
And then...
Because everybody can make a Facebook page, only you can make websites.
It's ridiculous.
Do you have the link? I'll put the link in the show notes. What the heck?
It's not done because there are no pictures. It is a site that says, hey, this is what we do. and of course, if you wanted to schedule an appointment, and if you're in East Texas, there's a lot of ifs. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, and I don't have the range of where exactly they serve you. Yeah. I mean,
I already know what it takes to drive a truck there.
What he said.
We have suggestions. Now, if things continue to get worse and the people who are chanting death to America, make their merry way to your area, then, you know, maybe you'll think about it again.
Oh, I think about it every day.
Hurricane is thinking about it now, too.
Wow.
The Siberian Express may even get a call.
Ooh.
Mm.
She was talking about that the other day, so.
Well, we would love to have you. It's big enough for everyone.
I've heard that. Texas is pretty cool.
Even Showcat?
Even Showcat, CPF, CPF Extended.
The CPF would love it out there.
I'd even let them just run around in my yard all day.
Before you came on the show tonight, we had a visit from the CPF down here in the bunker.
Yeah, where they're not allowed.
Correct. Yeah. Crutch and I were talking, and all of a sudden, Doug showed up. I'm like, what are you doing down here? He goes, hi, I'm Show Dog.
All right, guys. Well, we're not going to solve a world peace tonight. Shucks. I really had it on the agenda. No, I didn't.
Next week.
Next week. Yeah. Well, best of luck with your well. How long is this process, Chief?
This is week two, but they have reached the water area. They're going to dig one more time straight down just to make sure that there's no obstructions, and then the piping starts.
Does the water come out of the ground like an oil well in the movies, like a gusher? Because that would be cool.
I asked that too, and they chuckled and said no. And I said, have you ever struck oil? And they said, that too would be cool, but the answer is still no. So
now, do they like bring up a sample and find out if it's good or not?
Every 10 feet. Oh. And they have been going down. They are now at 370 feet.
Okay. That's where the dinosaurs are.
There are lots of roots of dinosaurs.
370 feet, you're still hitting roots?
Yeah, hey, big trees in Texas.
Yeah.
Everything's big in Texas.
So true. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I see by the massive clock on my screen, because I don't have a clock on the wall. I need a clock on the wall. The only thing I don't have in here is a clock. Okay, anyway, sorry. been a long work week already, and it's only Tuesday, so I'm a little disjointed. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening to the show. We've had a lot of fun. We're pretty much anti-school, that's for sure. Trade school up, college down. Yeah. Anyway, please check out the show notes. And before we go, a word from our sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you in part by Dad Jokes, because Goonchild begged me to tell some. What is the difference between Iron Man and Aluminum Man? Iron Man captures bad guys and Aluminum Man just foils their plans. And did you hear about my friend Joe? He's on the Dolly Parton diet. It's really working. Joe's lean, Joe's lean, Joe's lean. And before Goonchild hangs up, did you know your pupils are the last part to stop working when you die? They dilate. Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC, copyright 2024, all rights reserved.